big announcement here at Farm Progress Show today. Good news.
It is. I mean, it's a clear indication of the commitment that Koch Fertilizer and Koch Agronomic Services has put into the R&D group and really listening to our customers first and foremost as to what advances that they're looking for. So we're thrilled to talk about two new brands to add to our portfolio, a clear indication of the innovation that Koch Fertilizer and Koch Agronomic Services are all about.
Agritane has been a very successful product. So let's talk about the new and improved.
Exactly. So Agritane, I mean, to your point, we actually just got some market research back over the last week, both from the growers and the retailers. So from a brand share and brand recognition, we're sitting at about 60% unaided awareness of Agritane in North America. So to your point, we have a lot of brand recognition. The advances that we talked about today, both for an Agritane Advanced Liquid and an Agritane Dry Max, from a formulation standpoint, what that will do is allow retailers to carry both a lower use rate into their equipment, which has some very unique handling characteristics and benefits to protecting nitrogen over the competition. So from a volatilization standpoint, with about 1,000 different trials across the globe, 60 different countries, numerous different crops, and we're not isolated to one product trying to fit all individual needs. So between the liquid and the dries and some of our ready-to-use fertilizers, we're thrilled to talk about our entire portfolio.
Why dry?
Well, especially parts of the northern portion of the U.S., when you get into some of these temperature variations, as a farm kid from North Dakota, I mean, I can distinctly remember as fall temperatures start to drop, the liquids require a little bit different handling and handling characteristics. And the inherent properties of fertilizer in itself, they do attract moisture, and when we add moisture artificially to fertilizers, they can get a little bit slippery and a little bit more difficult to handle. So with a Dry Max, the unique properties with that is for somebody that's using air drills, air equipment, northern part of the U.S., all together combines into a really unique handling property. These are both proprietary products. They're patented, so we're unique in that fashion as well.
Okay, and the introduction today, both are available in the United States.
Yeah, we will be taking orders through the course of the fall. And so based on that, we're finalizing our forecasting, finalizing our pricing and pricing models. I'll actually be on Wednesday, actually tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow I'll be meeting with our market research company. We'll finalize that, put together a forecast based on, what our customers are interested in. And we'll be launching this through the course of the fall for fall delivery in the U.S. Shortly thereafter, we will likely be launching in Canada. And then when we think about global areas, per regulatory approval, we'll be making those announcements in the near term.
So availability of the product should be fine there.
Yeah, right now our forecast is built to almost replace all of the Agritane Ultra. We're looking at really more of a brand strategy where Ultra may be positioned a little bit in unique market areas versus the Advance. We're actually even toggling, looking at a bit of a warranty through the channel just to really build some excitement on the introduction, as well as ensuring grower customers especially take a look at this type of technology and protect their nitrogen investment.
Do you see the introduction of these new products drawing a lot of new customers?
Well, that's our intent. I mean, right now the unprotected tons of urea are pretty staggering. And, you know, again, being a farm kid, optimist by nature, I think there's the belief that, you know, rainfall and or some form of incorporation will eventually move that urea investment or UAN investment below the soil line. Surprisingly, we do have a fair amount of data that even after it's incorporated, loss can occur. So from a shallow banding perspective, or if you incorporate it with the tillage equipment, there is a variation as to how deep that fertilizer actually is below the soil surface. So our goal is really to protect more and more of that nitrogen investment, both for the good of the farmer, but there's a fair amount of pressure, as you know, here in Iowa and Illinois and other parts of the country. You know, what are farmers doing to proactively manage their nutrients to make sure that they're being utilized by the plant and from a sustainability standpoint?
So it's risk management from an economic and environmental standpoint.
They all blend together quite nicely. So it's protecting the nitrogen investment for the farmer. It fits very well with the retailer and the agronomic practices that they bring to the marketplace. And, I mean, they are clearly the trusted partner of the grower. And we just want to make sure that we're able to have freedom to operate utilizing fertilizer to maximize yield across really the globe.
Anything else you want to add?
No, we really appreciate the support of the media and Farm Progress Show, and it's a thrill to have an opportunity to present this information today, both on Agritain Advanced and Agritain Dry Max for North American use.